If you wonder why I put the phone on my pocket, I talked to our brothers and sisters online, and they said, Pastor, when you move away from the microphone, it would be nice if we carried the phone with you. So that's the way, wherever I go, they'll be able to hear me. That's why I put the phone here, okay? So first of all, I'd like to the church in as a choir to say hello to our brothers and sisters are online right now so they can hear you. You have to be very loud so they can hear you. Hello. Yes. We like to for them to know that they are not forgotten, that they are very special to us. And the other day I make a mention here, and the prayer meeting, Brother Tewksbury said to us, oh, Pastor, yes, we heard you when you mentioned you asked them to pray for us. So I'd like to reinforce to you, it doesn't take much. Just get on the phone, make a phone call, let those brothers and sisters know that you care. Sometimes we are so busy, so preoccupied with so many other things in life, and we do not make that special call. Sometimes it takes less than 15 seconds, 30 seconds. And if you are a person who likes to talk a lot, probably 1 or 2 minutes, I hope. And so make a phone call. Let them know that you care. Okay, so please call them. It's very important for them to know. There is one dear lady that always sits in that corner here. She hasn't been here for a while. And so we want to call my sister and let her know that she is precious to us. And if you look around you and see there is an empty place that is supposed to be occupied by somebody that you know is supposed to be here, remember, if you are preoccupied with them, they may come and occupy the place that they're supposed to be. So take the time to do that, okay? Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and life. The only way to the Father is through me. Sadly, a lot of denominations, and there are more than 30,000 in the United States alone that call themselves Christians, they always have something else in between them and God. And so we titled the message today, The Filter. And I'm not talking about the oil filter. I'm not talking about the water filter or the filters that you must and should have in your phone, on your computer, on your television. You know, there are a lot of filters everywhere. In other words, why are the filters there? To give you an opportunity to choose right instead of choosing bad. Some of us are exposed to bad things because we are not careful enough to provide that filter that will allow us to see and to enjoy what is good in life. Instead, we are so preoccupied that we are not really occupied with the right things in life. And so the filter, there are many things that can be a filter for this message, but I'm going to be more specific because of all the time that we have. Now, I don't know how many of you drive a car. How many of you drive a car? I mean, if you have a license. If you don't have a license, doesn't count, okay? How many of you have... You should know, if you drive a car, things that needs to be done in the car, right? Some people, they drive a car, but they have no clue what happens if the car doesn't want to start. It could be a battery, it could be this, it could be that, they have no clue. It is good to know a little bit about the car. And one thing that it cost me a lot of money when I first bought my first car, I started driving the car, and then somebody told me, have you changed the filter when you change the oil? I thought it was just to add the oil. You know, if I check the level of the oil, it is not, I just add more. But they said, no, you have to change the filter too. So I learned the hard way that I had to change that filter. It cost me quite a few $100s because the car didn't work very well. And so I learned that lesson. And I took the car, another problem, I took the car to a mechanic At least he called himself a mechanic. And he did things to the car, and I said, oh, now it's perfect. And late at night, I drove from Riverside to Chino, California, to give Bible studies. And I got to 91 going west, and then the 71. And when I got off the 71, smoke came out of everywhere. And there was no house, there's no people, there's no business there. It's completely, and I stopped immediately because the smoke was coming. And I said, oh, I put the hood up and the smoke came out. And I said, it needs water. And I look around, there was a pot of water because it rained, California doesn't rain a lot, but there was a pot of, very muddy. I said, water is water. I put it inside the car, I closed, and I drove to Chino. And I gave the Bible study. About 11 o'clock in the evening, I went back home. I parked the car and I went to bed. Next morning, I tried to start the car, won't start. All that heat, it cracked the cover of the motor. So it cost me a lot of money because I asked somebody else that was not qualified because I thought he's going to be charging me very few dollars. It cost me a lot. It was very expensive. So my point that I'd like to illustrate to you is this. When we are careless because we are cheap, we end up paying much more because we are not careful. Now think about your spirituality. Think about your daily life. How much it will cost you to learn a lesson that you must choose the right filter when you talk about your eternal life. So change the filter when you change the oil. Oil in the Bible is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. If you have a different kind of spirit, you think it's just oil, that any oil will do it, you have learned one lesson. The manufacturer tells you specifically, this car, this model, has to have this kind of oil, this kind of filter. Don't go cheap because you're going to end up paying too much for it. So apply those principles in your spiritual life as well. Now, have you seen this kind of filter? We have seen a lot, haven't we? I even brought one here. It says, yeah, those filters. They are filters. They are a type of filter. They are telling a person, I want not to let you get what I have, or I don't want to get what you have. So I have to create this filter. What is said about our time? I don't know if you have a look at the news. By the way, news now is so... So disturbing. We don't get a lot of news anymore. We get a lot of opinions. Everybody has something to say about something. It's no longer informing people. They are just doctrinating people. They are so desperate to change their minds, to make them one of us, is the message that we hear there. And so I start filtering I don't listen to that stuff anymore because it's poisoning. And so I try to get information to know what is going on, but I don't sit in front of them and let them brain me wash with their ideas. And so I noticed one thing in the news, that this was created to keep me safe. But have you noticed how many people now are covering their face so they can go to the store and pick what kind of jeans they want and without paying for it? Or what kind of electronic they want. And some goes to the expensive watches and other things. Now, I saw in the news a pharmacy, complete empty because they came and took all the drugs. They must be very sick. Or they will become sick. They are covering their faces now not to protect others, but try to hide who they really are. So I'm trying to say to you that filters are intended to be good, but they are filters that are created, theologically speaking, to try to block people from knowing the truth. So you need to know those concepts as we go through what are we going to say today. You are tempted in the same way all the other humans are. I like this text very much because it tells us that when temptation comes to me, it's not because I have done something bad or because I am less favored before God. Some people have that impression when affliction comes to us. Why me, Lord? I don't deserve this. Why this? So that's why I start with this verse. You are tempted, meaning tested or afflicted or inconvenient, in the same way that every human being are. You know, we all expose. But God is faithful. In other words, He's watching because you are His child, your creation. He will not allow you to be tested, tempted, or afflicted more than you can take. That is very important for us to understand. The affliction that we receive is in the proportion of us to be able to defeat it. So that's what God is faithful. God is just. And then it says, but when you are tested, when you are afflicted, when you are tempted, remind yourself one thing. God will give you a way out. Then you will be able to deal with it. I don't know if you have done this yet, but take a pen. You know, take a pen. Mark this in your Bible. Read this once in a while. Read once in a while, especially when you go through some challenge in your life. Mental, physical, financial, any kind of challenge. Read this. And I chose this. This is a New International, New International, I forgot that the R4 version, okay? It's for young people, for youth people. This is the version that I chose. You are tested or you're afflicted. Please understand, the original, I checked the original, the word for temptation here, paraizo, which means to be tested, to be tempted for good or for bad reasons. So in other words, any bad things happens to you that makes you uncomfortable, it is cause to try to test you. Now, Jesus is tempted. The Holy Spirit led. I like this version also because this version brings a revelation that most versions don't, and I'll call your attention to it. The Holy Spirit led Jesus into the desert. Many versions says the Holy Spirit led Jesus into the desert to be tempted. I don't like that version because it makes God the one who helped the process. He's involved in the process to deliver Jesus to the devil. I like this version because it says the Holy Spirit led Jesus into the desert. And then I started asking myself, why would Jesus went to the desert? He was not, let me make clear to you here, He was not sent to the desert to be tempted. He went to the desert to plan for His ministry that was about to start. He was to build His relationship with God. He went therefore to grow. He went there because of His spirituality. He was building for the next 3 years that He was exposed to the ministry. Then the devil said, remember when the devil came? The devil did not come when Jesus went to the desert. The devil came 40 days later when He was weaker. That's when the devil started to work. When his energy level was low, he says, now he is an easy target. How many of us are in situations when the devil says, I'm just waiting for the right time to strike? I don't know how many of you have watched a nature documentary, some things from Africa I watch once in a while, and you see a lion. The lion doesn't go after the fast one. The lion look, the older, the one who is going to be slow, so that I can catch. It is a sad way, but it's a way for the for the animals to get rid of the one who is sick, the one who has a little broken leg or has a limb. That's where the lion goes after. That's when the animal goes after. The young and fast and everything else, they have a bigger chance to escape. So the lion says, no, not that, that's too fast for me. I'm going to go get that one. Look, it's going like, oh, that's the good target. Same thing with us. The devil look at us, how we don't pay attention, how we are not eating enough. So we are become very weak. We are not fast anymore. And so the Satan says, oh, I haven't noticed that so-and-so haven't touched the Bible for 2 weeks. And you know, when you don't touch the Bible for 2 weeks, you're very weak. And so the devil says, that is a good one. And he comes after. Then the devil tempt him. Now continue. After 40 days and 40 nights without eating, Jesus was hungry. So the devil says, now. The tempter came to him. Came to him. So that indicated that he was not there in the beginning. He came when it was the time. It was fed, was the right time for him to strike. He said, if you are the Son of God. Imagine the devil when he talks to you and say, if you are really a Seventh-day Adventist, if you really are a Christian, I want you to do this to prove it. Brothers and sisters, you don't have to prove to anybody what you believe. You have to live what you believe. And that is enough proof. You don't owe anybody to prove anything. You need to be. And when you are confident and God blesses you for it. So be careful with the if. The if is always a trap that Satan has got so many people involved. Tell these stones to become bread. The devil is trying to tell Jesus, life is about eating. Sadly, a lot of people agree with that. You know, some people say, I eat only once a day. I start when I get up, and I won't stop until I'm ready to go back to bed. Brothers and sisters, here is one point that we must, Jesus answered. He said, it is written. And by it is written, I call this a filter. He says, this is what you want to, contamination that you want to put through. But Jesus says, no, I have a filter. And a filter is the word of God. Whatever the word of God says, that's what it counts. It says, a human being, we must not live only on bread. Brothers and sisters, we will be so much different if we can understand that concept. That food is not everything. Sometimes we're so over preoccupied with what we have to eat that we get that energy, but we don't get the energy that we need. We need the spiritual energy as well. And that's what Jesus Christ says. He says, he must also live on every word that comes from the mouth of God. What happens when you eat a lot of bread and don't take the bread of life? What happens when you eat a lot of pasta and you don't talk to the pasta? What happens when you go through life thinking that all that counts is what goes through your mouth and not what comes to your heart? This is a quotation from Deuteronomy 3, verse 8. Now continue in verse 5. Then the devil took Jesus to the holy city. Why did he take him to the holy city? Because Jesus told him, I am religious. Oh, what about if I take him to a place that he feels more relaxed? By the way, this is going to be hard, but I'm going to say it because I have to. Sometimes people come to church and they become very unique, to be diplomatic. They become very unique even in church. They don't leave their temperament at home. They come to church and they are unique. Let not, you know what I'm trying to say? Sometimes people are mean in church. Sometimes people come to church and act if they are entitled to things. And that is not, you know, we have to understand, church, we all here imperfect in one sense. We are here comes for healing. We don't come to church to remain sick. Sometimes people come to church and use the church as a entertainment place or a club, but never as a hospital. We are come here to be healed. That's what we come to church for. He had him stand on the highest point of the temple. The highest point. By the way, this is all meaningful because they'll only take him to the holy city, but take him to the highest point of the temple. A lot of people sometimes fight, struggle to get on top of things just to find out that they have opportunity to that become a disaster for them. They seek so much to be on top of things, and that becomes a way the devil can bring them down. If you are the son, again, the same thing, the if again. He used the if three times. If you are the son of God, if you are really religious, now here, look, you are in a holy city, you are in a holy temple, you are in a topless, the highest part of the temple. Now, are you really the son of God? Throw yourself down. I want to make an application of this because some, you may think that the devil is asking him to commit suicide, right? Jump. And as a miracle, they will get, God will going to give you instantaneous wings. So you, when you're going down, you're going to start flying. It doesn't happen. If you do this, you're going to die. So he says, throw yourself. When you are in a freeway and the speed limit says 75 and you want 150, you're doing exactly the same thing. When you put yourself on a point that you think, oh, God is going to protect me, God will protect you, but when he tells you, this is not right, don't do this, don't eat these things, don't do this, and you decide not to listen, you are throwing yourself to the cliff. That's exactly what the devil started, because he says, it is written. But this, it is written, I put in red. It's different than the other one before. Why? Because here Satan decided to put another filter. But this filter was in order to block the good things to come in instead of the bad things. He said, the Lord will command his angels to take good care of you. Is that true? Was the devil say so far, was he telling the truth? It's true. And remember, folks, there are a lot of churches out there that have 99% truth. It's not that 99 that counts. It's the one that they put over there just to make the whole thing worthless. I used to, in a Bible study, I used to ask the young people, if you are 99% saved, what is the percentage that you are lost? If you are 99, let's make it more dramatic. If you are 99.999999999% right, you can be 100% wrong, 100% lost. So he continues, they will lift you up in their hands. Then you won't trip over a stone. I put a stone in red here because stone is the devil. The stone that the devil is talking about is him. This is what he was quoting from the Psalm 91, 11, 12. His version, he put a little bit twisted in there. So Jesus Christ did not go to argue. But let's hear what Paul says about this. The time will come when people won't put up with true teaching. Instead, they will try to satisfy their own desires. They will gather a large number of teachers around them. The teachers will say what the people want to hear. Isn't that exactly what is happening right now? People, they turn to the channel where they only want to hear what they want to hear. They will read only what they want to read. They are satisfied and be manipulated. They are satisfied to be sheep and cheap and other things that they want to, they just want to be molded to do what is wrong. The people will turn their ears away from the truth. They will turn to stories that aren't true. This is exactly what is happening. But even if we, who is we? The apostles, or an angel. The word angel here in the original means a messenger. Even if Christ himself comes from heaven, bring you another gospel, because you know that the Bible says that Satan will turn himself into an angel of light and he will deceive people. So that's why it's important for us to know the word. But even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you that what we have preached to you, let him or her be a curse. And he said it again, as we have said before, so now we say it again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you that what we have received, let him or her be accursed. Jesus answered to the Satan, it's also written. You defeat the word with the word. When people misuse the word, you go back to the word. Don't say, my church teaches this. Oh, brothers and sisters, never preach your church. It sounds strange for a pastor to say this, but don't preach your denomination. Preach the truth. And when people ask you, why don't you eat this stuff? He says, because I was not created to eat that stuff. Neither were you. Don't go and say, oh, my church, this. I have heard so many people say, your Sabbath. I said, no, I don't. I don't own any. I wasn't there when the Sabbath was created. I just inherited. It's not mine. It doesn't belong to my church. I observe the Sabbath not because I'm Seventh-day Adventist. I observe the Sabbath because it's the Sabbath. It's the Lord's Day, period. Do you test the Lord your God? It says, it is also written, do not test the Lord your God. Do not tempt the Lord your God. Why is Jesus saying that it was written, we should not tempt God? Because it's also written. Look what it says. Finally, the devil took Jesus to a very high mountain. He keeps going high. He keeps bringing up and up and he showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory and tempted him to deceive. I make a pause on this story just to show this other story. You can read it. I'm not going to go all through the details, but you can read this story about this young ruler that came to Jesus and says, what do I do in order to be saved? He was very high as far as the money. So he says, what do I do? Jesus Christ says, just come down. Yes, how do you come down? Sell all that stuff that keeps you so up there. And come down here, walk with me. And the Bible says that this young man turned down the offer. It was offered to become a disciple of Christ. Today probably we would have a gospel according to him. We don't even know his name. All it says is that he was a young ruler, a very rich young man, who claimed to be in church all his life. He said, oh, I keep all the commandments. I am such a good religious person. If he was so good in his religion, why he came to Jesus and says, what must I do to be saved? Now, he came with arrogance. He came to tell Jesus that he knew better. And the Bible says this, and he walked away because he was very rich. Now, I don't agree with that. he was actually one of the most miserable and poor guys that the Bible talks about, because he walked away from eternity. Satan said to Jesus, if you just bow down, just a little bit, you don't need to go all the way to the ground. If you just do like this, just a tiny little bit, you know, little bit, that's all. I will give you all that stuff. You'll be called celebrity. You'll be called a star, a falling star, but he keeps that part out. A star. And what happened? Jesus said to him, get away from me, Satan. Young people, you have to learn this part of the story. You have to learn to say, get away from me, Satan. The word Satan here means adversary. Means away from me, because you are trapped. You're trying to bring me down. Because it's written, worship the Lord your God and him only. Nothing else. If you want one day to put all that gold upon yourself and walk around like a Christmas tree, or if you put a gold medal on your neck, they're so heavy that you start to walk like this, you know, please remember, put your worship in God and God alone, and now nobody else. Then the devil left. Why he left? Because in James you find that submit yourself to God. Resist the devil and he will do what? Flee. He will flee. Angels came then and took care of him. How terrible it is for the people who call good things bad and bad things good. I don't know, the more I read the Bible, the more I find text that is so, fits so well today, to what is going on today. Look at this one. How terrible it will be for people who call good things bad and bad things good. The new normal. Have you heard that? The new normal. Who think darkness is light and that light is darkness. Who thinks sour is sweet, and sweet is sour. Wow. That's what I, every time I read the Bible, it looks like a 3,500 year book becomes so like it was written a few hours ago. No one who is tested should say, God is testing me. God is tempting me. This is because God is not tempted to by any form of evil, nor does he tempt anyone. Common English Bible, James 1:13. Why I brought this in conclusion, brothers and sisters? Because everyone here will be afflicted. I'm sorry, that's not the good news that I like to bring to you. That's a fact of life. Remember 1 Corinthians 10:13. We all going to go through it. But it's not if we're going to go through it, because we know we will. It's how we come out of it. So if you have the right filter, you can get yourself an opportunity not to be contaminated and to be, at the end, a winner. It is our sincere appeal to you. When you are afflicted, not if, but when you are afflicted, embrace Jesus Christ. He knows how to go through it. And he's going to go through it with you. May the Lord bless you as you take each step in your life. As you commit yourself to become a blessing. And by the way, one last thing. God wants you to be also a filter. He doesn't only want you to use the filter, but he wants you to be the filter. Somebody comes to you and says, oh, did you hear that? Be careful. That is your chance to be a filter. Amen. When you are looking to something the devil put before you, That is an opportunity for you to be a filter. When somebody is trying to distract you and guide you in a different, wrong direction, remember that is an opportunity for you to be a filter. Be like Christ. Be true Christians. God bless.